Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day of partaking of your wonderful love, wonderful favor that's freely been given to us as you have paid that which we could not pay, restored us to your goodness and to your mercy. And so we thank you, Lord, as we're going to see this morning, we need to stay in your mercy and your goodness. And then also give your mercy and your goodness out there to the world, Lord. Thank you for encouraging us to encourage others, Father God, to be lights, to be blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 18 from verse 28 to 33. No sooner had the servant left when he met one of his fellow servants who owed him $20,000. He seized him by the throat and began to choke him, saying, "You'd better pay me right now everything you owe me." His fellow servant threw himself face down at the feet and begged, "Please be patient with me. If you'll just give me time, I will repay all that is owed." But the one who had his debt forgiven stubbornly refused to forgive what was owed him. He had his fellow servant thrown into prison and demanded he remain there until he repaid the debt in full. When his associates saw what was going on, they were outraged and went to the king and told him the whole story. The king said to him, "You scoundrel, is this the way you respond to my mercy? Because you begged me, I forgave you the massive debt you owed me. Why didn't you show the same mercy to your fellow servant that I showed you?"
Hallelujah. So we just see here, you know, the lesson is that's a parable about the kingdom, and kingdom is all about righteousness, peace, and joy. But to get us there, the Lord had to pay all that we owe, that we could not owe. The sin that we allowed in entangled us, and it was too powerful for us. And so the Lord delivered us from all our iniquities. And more than that, he's delivered us back into all that we lost, that we restored through the blood of Jesus. And because of the blood of Jesus, the life of Jesus, now we partake of newness of life on a daily basis. But the only way we can miss out on this goodness, everything pertaining to life and godliness, is we don't show mercy. God has showed us mercy, and he expects us to show mercy. And we can see that in our Father's prayer as well. We were once being deceived by the father of lies, but now God is our Father, and our Father prayer points it out, and Jesus has now fulfilled all those requirements. Now we've got this beloved Father, we're in the beloved family, and so their will can now take place in our lives, and we can get our daily bread, sufficient word, sufficient encouragement, sufficient light to enlighten us and enlighten others, protection, the goodness of the Lord that is written in heaven for us coming to us on a daily basis. But then the only requirement, he says, is that we must forgive others the way he's forgiven us. And the way we do that, how were we forgiven? Because we were given the goodness of God. And so we also give the goodness of God. So we shine the light in the midst of the darkness. So anyone that's fallen into sin, I'm thinking of Hebrews 12, you pleaded for the Lord at one time and he saved you. And then you went into praise every day because his goodness was new every day. But if you've fallen, you need to plead again. You need to call. He's a God that is near and he's faithful. Whosoever calls him will be saved. And then you need to strengthen those weak knees. You need to get rid of that bitterness, and you need to make straight paths for your feet. And so you need the Lord. Call on the Lord. He's faithful. At the acceptable time, he has heard you. 2,000 years ago, he dealt with all your sins, and he's still there now to take away any bitterness and any problem in your heart. But you need to understand you've got to stay in the light. You've got to stay in the goodness. I think of Isaiah 32, the king is ruling in righteousness, and he's working through his family, his brothers, his servants, and he gives us mercy. And therefore, we can be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock. And God's goodness is here and it's coming upon this earth. And all this deception in governments, this deception in the schools, and in this whole world is being sorted out. But it's so important. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has put Satan and all darkness out of heaven, and now they're wanting to bring about that which is on in heaven on earth. But just as they are coming in their own glory, the glory of the Father, the glory of the Son, the glory of the Holy Spirit, and they want you to come in your glory, you have a part to play in this. And with all the angels, so arise and shine, guys. Stand fast in the goodness of the Lord. Be merciful and bring justice, so this justice can fill the earth, that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord can cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.